Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We spent the first hour talking a lot about the WWE Network. We'll talk more about that in this hour as well. Plus, TNA, Vince Russo, Spike TV, and Mike went to a Ring of Honor live event last Sunday, so we got to make sure we talk about that as well. And Mike, first off, just a quick review. Did you enjoy, was it a Future of Honor event?
Yes, it was, and it was awesome.
Was my man Congo there?
Congo was there. He did not work the show at all, but he was definitely there, and a very entertaining character, one Congo is, and it was great to hear. She talked to him, and you'll see a lot of guys from over the weekend, you know, who are young and hungry, who have been training at, you know, monster factories and training with like guys like Brutal Bob Evans and all up and down the Northeast, you know, go out for Ring of Honor. And you still see a passion. And the biggest thing is the passion of why people want to be professional wrestlers and how much they care about the business and how much they want to be involved and love it. It was, you know, incredibly fun to watch that, and that's why I think the Future of Honor show, which took place after ROH's tryout weekend that they had last weekend, was so fun. Obviously, I got to take my son, and I live in Sussex County, Delaware, which is Briscoe territory. So it was, you know, fun to just go minutes from your house to see a show, a wrestling show. But it was, again, it was really exciting. And there were no, this wasn't about, you know, five-star matches or anything like that. It was just about, you know, guys getting out there and getting experience and having a good time in front of a crowd that, you know, was, you know, rowdy for the size that it was. And that was, you know, happy to see them there. You know, there were guys there like Muso Tanaka, who you had talked about on the, you know, from the last ROH show. And guys like that who
actually,
were
hold
just,
on,
you know,
hold that thought real quick. We'll talk more about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike was talking about the Ring of Honor, Future of Honor event that he went to. He saw the Moose. Tell me more about the Moose.
Moose is a big dude. Quinn Ojinako, former football player for the Atlanta Falcons and New England Patriots. He played with the Bills and a couple other teams. He's been training with Ring of Honor. He's gotten a tryout with WWE before. I think he was started off in Dragon Gate USA as a bodyguard, but Ring of Honor snapped him up, and he's been training with them, and has already made it to TV with Stokely with Stokely Hathaway, and he's already made it to TV with Ring of Honor as far as getting up there. But he's, you know, obviously very early in his career, and he had a big man match on the Future of Honor show where these two guys just, you know, slammed into each other at top speed, and in fact broke the top rope. It was him and Donovan Dijak, who was like 6'6", and he had another big guy, and was actually taller than this dude, Moose, who is a massive human being. But, you know, it was fun to see guys like that who don't have a whole ton of experience go out there and work. Mandy Leon was there as well, too. She teamed up with Tania the Huntress. So Jim in Virginia, there's a little warning for you that when this show makes it to video on demand on the ROH website, you get those two against Veda Scott and Jenny Rose. And that was, you know, again.
Well, hold
a
on, hold on. I gotta stop you right there. Now, Mandy Leon is, you know, you take one look at her and you're like, well, how did WWE not pick this girl up? And I was told that she can work. And as soon as WWE figures out she can work, she's probably out of here. From your perspective, I mean, can she work?
Yeah, I mean, she's really early in. I mean, she's not, you know, Malia Hosaka or Manami Toyota or something like that, but she actually can work a little bit. And Veda Scott and Jenny Rose were very good as far as, you know, leading that match along and keeping the heat on both her and Hinea. And she seems like she wants to work. I think that's the other thing, too, is it's not like she just, you know, wants to be a fashion model or anything like that. She wants to be, you know, she already is. She wants to be a professional wrestler. So, again, it was, you know, again, really fun to watch that. And a couple of the other guys, Bobby Fish, who was at the tryout sessions, had a gauntlet of matches against a handful of guys, Drew Adler, Dalton Castle, Fox Vineyard, before Papa Mike Briscoe came out and actually chased him out. And, you know, the main event, again, for what it is, was incredibly fun. Because it was Jay Briscoe facing off against Jay Lethal, and the plan was, okay, Briscoe and Lethal, non-title. Briscoe challenges him to put the title on the line, the TV title, which Jay Lethal does, which led to a big interference finish where Adam Cole ran out, and then there was basically a big schmoz of guys, because after Adam Cole ran out to help attack Jay Briscoe, that led to Adam Cole ran out, and then Mark Briscoe ran out to even the odds, and then Bobby Fish ran out, and then it basically just became an 8-man tag match for the end of the night, which it was the Briscoes, all three of them, including Papa Mike Briscoe and Moose Ojinaka, defeating Jay Lethal, Adam Cole, Jay Diesel, who has been training with Ring of Honor now for a while, and Bobby Fish. And again, it was just really fun, and one of those, I'm not sure how much the Ring of Honor site costs now or anything like that to become a member of that, but when this thing actually hits VOD, it was incredibly fun to watch, and it was a very entertaining night. And again, it was just fun to watch people who are, you know, trying to work their way up out there and just having a good time and really being passionate about everything.
So this this Moose fella, not the best promo.
He's large.
Oh, yeah, he's big. Not the best promo. In fact, his promos were flat out horrible. But in the ring, dude's not too bad at all.
No, and I mean, Stokely Hathaway, I'm greatly entertained by him. There's a handful of guys that, you know, over the weekend that, you know, QT Marshall as a, my son can't stand. But, you know, he was somebody who stuck out to me as far as being, you know, somebody on the rise for Ring of Honor. And Stokely Hathaway, his facial expressions and his rap is great. And that's going to be the thing is, as Moose Goods comes along and gets, you know, the experience on the microphone, having a guy like Hathaway there to be his mouthpiece is really perfect. And it's a, you know, good use of what a manager is supposed to be to hide a guy's weaknesses.
Did your boy get a chance to meet any of the workers?
Yes, he did. Yes, he got pictures again with the Briscoes and got a chance to see his boy, Brutal Bob Evans. There's nothing like, you know, seeing a guy and, you know, the wrestlers come up to the kid and they're looking at him and they go, all right, kid, who's your favorite wrestler? And there's nothing that funnier to me than watching their faces contort as my son says, Brutal Bob Evans.
That's awesome. Did he get shots? Did he get shots with any of the ladies?
You know, unfortunately, my camera died, which is very unfortunate because Mandy Leon, and again, she's beautiful inside the ring. She is wearing this blue dress afterwards. That is just a gorgeous woman. So, yes, Avery almost went through puberty just at the sight of Mandy Leon.
How about that? Wouldn't be the only one. All right, what else do we have here? This TNA situation. TNA is not being renewed.
That made an interesting Sunday night, by the way. You know, because I'm listening to you and Vix, and then, you know, I'm going to the Ring of Honor show, and I flip on the law on my way home because I stay late after the show, and I flip on the law, and I hear Dave Meltzer on there, and they're talking about TNA. It was such a bizarre Sunday. They're talking about TNA not being being canceled by Spike or not being renewed by Spike. It was absolutely bizarre.
This is a very... I was talking to Bix about this a couple of days ago because he's doing an article for Fighting Spirit magazine. And it's a very weird situation because I am pretty sure, despite what anyone might say, that there was a meeting and Spike alerted TNA that they were not going to renew the contract when it expired in September/October. I'm pretty sure that's true. Now, obviously, TNA is saying, well, we're still negotiating. And Spike TV says we refuse to comment on ongoing negotiations, which has led people to think that they have not been. The negotiations are not over because they specifically said ongoing negotiations. Why would they say that if the negotiations were not ongoing? Well, I think they would say that because that would, if they did not say that, that would alert people that, in fact, negotiations were over, which I don't think that they want to do yet. To me, people ask, was the Russo thing really what broke the camel's back? And what happened was Spike TV found out that Vince Russo was working for TNA as a consultant. TNA had insisted to Spike that he was not working for them. So essentially, TNA had lied to their broadcast partner, and very, very shortly thereafter, Spike allegedly called the meeting and said, we will not be renewing this contract in October. What does this all mean? Well, my personal opinion is this, and we'll get Mike's thoughts here after the break because we're coming up on the break. My personal opinion is that regardless of what happened with Russo, the end of July, before the Russo story broke, they still had not signed a new deal for the fall season. So that tells me that Spike TV probably was waffling. They were probably in a situation where the numbers are good, but the ad rates aren't good. It's not going to destroy us if we lose this 2 hours of programming. We can take it or leave it. We're not in a hurry here. And when the Russo thing came out, to me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I also feel that Spike TV probably would be fine renewing Impact. And maybe the Russo thing gave them the perfect opportunity to announce that we are out of negotiations. And if Spike TV does end up getting a new deal, Spike TV will probably have to take a much lesser deal as a result of how all of this went down. So one way or the other, I think the Russo thing did badly affect TNA. This is all my opinion, and we'll get Mike's thoughts after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Michael P. Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio Channel 208. We stream live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as the Sirius Satellite Radio app, the Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone channel. We're available on TuneIn Radio, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, the most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And Mike Sempervivi, I gave my quick thoughts on the Russo situation and TNA. Your chance, the floor is yours to give your thoughts.
More than anything, I'm amazed that when you only have one source of funding, your parents have not put money back into the whole thing. In fact, they have demanded that you cut, which they have. You see them running these shows, and I'm sure even though they sell merchandise at these shows, if you're at a stadium show and there's only 200 people there, how much merchandise can you really sell? TNA has been in a bad way. Their number one source of funding seems to be, to me, unless I'm wrong, the money that Spike TV gives to them to have them on their network. And I don't know if it's the ego of always saying, well, we have a 1.0 rating to 1.4 million viewers. Seemingly every single week, we're untouchable. So this one person that they absolutely, positively do not want anywhere near the show that they are paying for, that they are giving time to on national television for 2 hours a week, I'm going to swear everyone to secrecy and hope that they don't find out about the fact that this guy is got something to do with my show. And that was the deal with Vince Russo. And it boggles my mind that they would take the chances that they have. And it's, to me, it's gross negligence as far as the other, you know, people working there, the guys who, you know, many of which had trouble being paid, whether it be wrestlers or production people or anything else. You're putting their jobs on the line because Dixie Carter cannot, whatever that spell that Vince Russo has over her, she brought him back. And that more than anything is just absolutely mind-boggling to me. And I feel really bad for all of the good guys that work there. And I know we have been guilty of it. It's hard not to talk about the negatives of TNA over the last God knows how many years. And there's more negatives than positives they get talked about. But everyone probably has got someone they know that's in the wrestling business or is writing or, you know, whatever it is, does a radio show, know somebody in TNA that possibly could have lost their job for this and possibly still could lose their job for this if Spike actually pulls out of it. Now, this could be a hardball negotiating tactic for Spike, you know, with Russo being involved, and something where maybe they do let TNA back on the air because they need the time to fill, and they do it for far less money. I don't know. I mean, hopefully, in a way, I hope that's the case, because nobody wins. As crappy as TNA could be to watch from week after week, you know, nobody wants to see wrestling, you know, less wrestling on TV. They just need to have changes. And, yeah, they're irreparably harmed, you know, as far as the Impact Wrestling name and all that sort of stuff goes. There's only going to probably be a ceiling on, you know, their possibilities because of all of the mistakes that are made. But as long as they're still on TV, there's still a chance that that could happen. They've had TV, you know, the TV's been pretty good, these shows out in New York over the last couple of weeks. So as long as they're on TV, they have a chance. I don't want to see them off TV. And that's what boggles my mind most about the fact that you have put them in, Dixie Carter and whoever else was pro having Vince Russo around. You put everyone else in the position of losing their jobs, and you're losing your TV show over something so incredibly stupid, over someone who has caused more damage to you and to the wrestling business than has, you know, caused any help.
This may be a trick question, but I'm asking anyway. And keep in mind, Mike, all of these shows go into the archive. People can come back in the year 3000 and listen to what you have to say about this. Do you think the TNA survives 2014?
No.
Really?
I think even if they get on somewhere, I think TNA as we know it, and they could go internet only, there's things they could do to try to keep this thing. And this, I'm going off the assumption that they're not going to get another TV spot because things are filling up for the fall as it is. So if you look at it realistically, where could they really go where they're going to, you know, get the same money they have and they're going to be able to continue on TV? I think because of that, if this is serious from Spike, that's not going to happen. So where, you know, why would there be a TNA after this? What sense would it make? So, yeah, I think, I don't know if it's after the Japan shows. I don't know exactly what it is, but I have a feeling that they are bye-bye.
Reason I said it might be a trick question is because there is a belief within WWE that even if they do not get renewed by Spike TV, that TNA and Spike will probably end up doing business through the end of the year. I don't know why there's that word within WWE, but that seems to be the consensus. So I guess we'll find out. As noted, I think that there's a game of hardball being played here from the Spike TV side. And really, I mean, they hold all the cards right now as a result of how this Russo thing went down. And you know, the one thing that people ask me, everybody asks me the same question. Why? Why did Dixie Carter employ Vince Russo when she knew that Spike TV was not a Vince Russo fan? And I don't have an answer. I do not have an answer. All I know is that, cheap plug here, I have written a book called Death of WCW. And we are doing a 10-year anniversary edition of the book. And we were going back and we were interviewing all sorts of people. And my co-author, R.D. Reynolds, has had Vince Russo on his podcast twice. Now, keep in mind, if you've read Death of WCW, we do not have complimentary things to say about Vince Russo's booking, because the fact of the matter is, it sucks, and it helped destroy WCW. But Artie has had Russo on his podcast twice, and so we asked Russo if he would like to be interviewed for the book, and he declined. Which, by the way, he later claimed that we had never asked him to be interviewed for the book, which was quite hilarious, because he had declined in email. And the email, by the way, is in the book for all of you that doubt this story. But anyway, the point of all of this is R.D. Reynolds and Vince Russo are on good terms. They don't talk about wrestling, because if they talked about wrestling, they would probably be on bad terms. But they are on good terms with each other. R.D. thinks that Vince is a nice guy. Vince thinks that R.D. is a nice guy. And they're sort of buddies. So the point of all of this is, I think that Dixie Carter thinks that Vince Russo is a nice guy. He's a friendly guy. He's not a bad person. And I think that it all boils down to, and I don't know, because nobody has a good answer and nobody's talking, but I think in her mind, Dixie just sort of thought, this dude's a nice guy. He's not a writer. All he is a consultant. All he's doing is sending some emails to the announcers to give them some ideas about what to talk about. What's the harm in just having him do this? We just won't tell him. It's not like he's the secret head writer. He's just a dude that sends in notes. Honest to God, I think at the end of the day, that's all it is. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's certainly the only thing that really makes sense to me.
Well, that, and you're probably right. Obviously, there's some personal connection there, because if somebody was costing you that much money or you were not making progress over and over again, you something should go through your mind. And maybe she, again, great faith in the fact that he's a good guy in the whole nine yards. That still doesn't take away the fact of, if you were told by your biggest financial source that they wanted him nothing, they wanted nothing to do with him, and they wanted him to have nothing to do with the product, why would he be sending emails? Why would you not just pick up the phone, a landline, talk to that person, get their opinion, tell them what's up, instead of having them send emails? Because the funny part about all of this, for the person out there under a rock who somehow has missed this story in the past week, Vince Russo is the reason that all of this came out, because he sent the email to Mike Johnson of One Wrestling or whatever, I can't remember right now, I'm sorry what his site is, but he sent it to Mike Johnson instead of Mike Tenay. Taz talked about this a little bit this week as well, too. So Vince Russo was the one who got the finger pointed at himself. And again, that all of this doesn't take away from the fact Spike TV wanted nothing to do with him.
You know, Dave has been baffled at how you could be so stupid as to send the email to the wrong person. But, I mean, to me, the answer is very simple. I mean, when I use my email, when I use Gmail, I start to type in a name and the autofill gives me a list of suggestions. And so Mike Johnson and Mike Tenay have the same first name. And so as you type M-I-K into your email, whoever you have in your address book that's named Mike is going to come up. And clearly he just hit the wrong button when that mic came up and sent it to the wrong Mike. You know, if he'd sent it to me, that would be weird. Because how do you accidentally send... You're trying to send to Mike Tenay, but you send to Brian Alvarez. That would be weird. But when you're trying to send to one Mike and it accidentally sends to another Mike, I mean, that's not weird to me at all. I mean, it's stupid that you didn't double check, but I can completely see how that would happen.
Oh, yeah, again, I could see how it could happen, but what if it's, again, Brian...
It could have been sent to you.
I don't think I'm on his list, but if you told me, you know, Dave wants nothing to do with you, I still like you, I still want to get your opinion, but don't... I can't let him know that you're a member of the website or that you're still helping me out. Would you have me send emails to multiple people inside the company? Would you have me even take a risk on any of that stuff? And I know it's like in hindsight, you know, anybody could say that. But again, if the whole base of your operation is Spike TV money and they don't want him in any capacity to tell you anything, why would you even take that chance with having him as a consultant and just swear a bunch of people in the wrestling industry to secrecy about it?
I'll have more about this after the break because I got something to say about that. We're going to be back in just a moment, everybody. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now.
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Check us out on the Sirius Satellite Radio app, searching Wrestling Observer Live or Sports Byline USA. Tune in Radio, we're up there as well. The Sirius Satellite Radio app, by the way, search Sports Zone. You can also check us out on the cable radio network, the American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening in on the American Forces Network. This is the most listened to pro wrestling / mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you should always head to WrestlingObserver.com. We have daily news updates. We have the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, brand new newsletters with all of the scoops up every week, and radio shows. More radio shows than you would ever know what to do with. Over 5,000 radio shows dating back to 2005. Over double the content of the on-demand library in the WWE Network. We interview all of the biggest names in the history of wrestling. We do daily radio shows covering all of the news, all of the reviews of the programs, books, the whole nine yards. We've got a lot of big shows coming up. We had Art Davey, the founder of the UFC, on this week. In recent weeks, Bret Hart, Booker T, Drew McIntyre's coming up. The list goes on and on. For only $10.99, not only do you get all of the brand new radio shows, but you have full access to every show we have ever done, every newsletter that's available in the archive, all of the brand new shows and newsletters. You will never run out. If you're a wrestling fan, especially if you're enough of a wrestling fan that you subscribe to the WWE Network, I guarantee you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. So much great stuff up there. Head up and check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up for a month. If you don't like it, you never have to sign up again. But I'm telling you, if you like Wrestling Observer Live, I promise you, you will love your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi and I here. We're talking Vince Russo. And you know the funny thing? There are a couple of funny things here, Mike, about this Russo situation. Number one, you've got whatever you want to say about Taz. I like Taz as an announcer. I mean, he's not like the world's best announcer, but I think he's a perfectly competent announcer. I mean, he's been in wrestling forever. As a color guy, I mean, he's great. What more do you need to know as a color guy? Mike Tenay has been around wrestling, I think, for about 200 years. I believe he called some of Abe Lincoln's matches. I mean, you're not going to find many people that know more about wrestling than Mike Tenay. Why is Vince Russo sending them tips? Can you imagine the tips that Vince Russo must be sending Mike Tenay and Taz about how to announce a wrestling show? The idea is so beyond ridiculous.
Bro, speed it up, bro. You're explaining too much, bro. Come on, bro.
I mean, come on. First off, the idea that you're even having Russo as a consultant is preposterous enough. But listen, if I had to use Vince Russo as a consultant, I'd have him come up with 1,000 wacky ideas, and I'm sure in those 1,000 wacky ideas, I could pull up 10 good ones, okay? I would not have him critiquing my announcers. What experience does Vince Russo have with announcing? What is he telling these announcers that is so important? It's ridiculous.
Don't they have producers and directors there? I could be wrong.
Well, not as good as Vince Russo, apparently. And second off...
Oh, no Booker better. Go ahead.
Second off, even if you're using this guy as an idea guy, let's think about this. You want somebody that's going to come up with some ideas. And then presumably the ideas will be filtered through Big Jim Gaborik and David Lagana, Matt Conway, all of the guys on your writing crew. But you want a guy who's going to come up with some ideas. Now, the guy that you've chosen is a guy that your television partner wants nothing to do with. Why would you hire this guy as an idea man? Mike, I could hire you. I could hire literally any person listening to this program on a regular basis. I could hire any fan. And a fan could come up with 1,000 ideas. And I guarantee I could make a good percentage of them work in professional wrestling if I had any sort of idea what was going on as a booker. Why do you have to hire Vince Russo to be an idea guy? You could hire any of a billion wrestling fans to be an idea guy. I don't even get it.
No. And, you know, again, if you looked at when did they have success? Scott D'Amore. Well, if you wanted a guy with ideas, why not look at one of the times where you actually were having some semblance of success, both, you know, monetarily as well as critically, because there are very few times in TNA where you had a sustained critical, you know, acceptance of something that's been going on. And again, there's a million to one people out there, much less the people, again, like I said, people may have not liked Dave Lagana's run as head writer of SmackDown, but he has ideas. I'm sure Dave Sahadi has ideas. I'm sure Mike Tenay has ideas. Taz has ideas. The entire locker room has ideas. Vince Russo was a guy where Christopher Daniels complained that Christopher Daniels would just refuse to show any personality whatsoever.
Of rare thunderstorms hit the area Sunday afternoon, producing cloud-to-ground lightning, the National Weather Service said. IRN USA News.
If you're like me, every time you see an ad on TV about feeding hungry children, it touches your heart. You know children are starving. You want to do something, but things are pretty tough here right now. Go to USAGoodness.com and find out how you could help feed hungry children while earning extra money to meet the needs of your own family. How great is that? I'm Andy Willoughby, and we'll show you how to be a social entrepreneur. Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177. 800-301-6177.
Two USAID workers in Liberia have tested positive for the Ebola virus, and what health officials in West Africa are calling the deadliest outbreak of the disease ever. Both Nancy Wright-Bull and Dr. Kent Brantley were working in Liberia with Samaritan's Purse to treat Ebola victims when they were diagnosed with the virus last week, the organization said in a statement. Some good news has been delivered to those defending the unborn, as a federal judge has put a freeze on a law in New Hampshire that had ruled for a 25-foot zone outside of abortion facilities that prevented free speech from occurring. Courtesy of MRC TV and CNSNews.com, Matt Bowman is senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Americans have the freedom to talk to whomever they want in the public sidewalk, as the Supreme Court recently affirmed. This court order guarantees that the government cannot enforce New Hampshire's censorship zones, either before or after those zones are drawn, until the court has a chance to rule on our argument that the zones violate the freedom of speech.
The International Civil Aviation Organization announced Friday it will hold a high-level meeting in Montreal on July 29th to discuss the risks posed to civilian aircraft flying over conflict zones. Amazon reported Friday a second-quarter loss that was double analysts' expectations as the company uses capital to fund big expansion plans. IRN USA News.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Sweet, man. Check this out. Go back to 1969. August 17th, to be exact. Bethel, New York. A bunch of guys no one ever heard of called Santana doing Soul Sacrifice. For those of you that are unaware, those things that those guys are playing are called instruments, musical instruments. On mescaline, too. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. 7 minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. How you doing out there, boys and girls? My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my co-host, you are officially my co-host, by the way. The great Jordan Nathan joining us here. Jordan, how the hell are you, my friend?
I'm great.
I can see that. I just sat across from you during the break. You are great. Are you actually rolling your shoulders in there? It's pretty cool, isn't it? Oh, I just got an eye wink again, guys. My girl. see, when we come back from the break here, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529. I don't want you to call right now. I have to give you the phone number because it's my job. But when we come back, what we're going to do is I'm going to be a gentleman about things. Quit laughing. We are going to discuss whatever it is that Jordan wants to talk about. Anything you want to talk about.
Anything at all.
Anything. See, I'm a fairly well-educated man, and I have many interests. If there's an issue that you would like to discuss, if there's an issue you're having a problem with, I can put the 5-cent sign in front of my little stand like Lucy does in the Peanuts cartoons. We will talk about whatever you want to talk about next, Will Jordan.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah? You like that?
I do.
Do you remember the phone number? No? Do you remember what channel we're on? Sirius and XM. What channel?
Sirius
XM. XM channel what? Channel what? Quick.
Oh!
92, Sports Overnight America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be. A service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call the game, you call the business. And every time I call the business, you call the game.
Far out.
Hello, hey Joe.
Everybody now. Notice I have the shades on for this segment.
May I ask why?
Because it's all about you. And when we're in your presence, you shine so brightly. I just want to look cool for you. Huh? Kind of hard to do in $23 Old Navy shades, but this is LaBelle back in the 70s. It's a great song called Lady Marmalade. That may be the title of this segment from now on. You like? The Lady Marmalade moment. You like that?
I'm not sure. I think we can keep finding. Looking.
Look, do you know how long it came up before I gave Boogie Woogie his name? Or Intern? Arthur Ballesteros, who co-hosts on Monday nights. We call him Babs. He came up a long time to come up with that one. His girlfriend has no clue why.
I'm still confused.
Arthur Ballesteros, AB, is his initials. He's a big baseball guy. So there's one guy, Showtime in Kansas City, started calling him Baseball Arthur Ballesteros, B-A-B-S, Babs. Or short for Barbara. That might be it, too. Michael, you are in Chicagoland in Indiana. We're going to get to you in just a little bit, but as promised, here on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92, we're very disaltero on the show, as you've learned from your studies, or perhaps you don't care and you just can't find the remote control right now. We tend to venture off and fly off the topic all the time. Not that we had a topic to begin with. I'll just let you know my Red Sox won. That's all you need to know about. But I have a co-host now. And as co-host of this unmitigated radio disaster on Sirius and XM Channel 92, she has all the say and input that I do. She wants to talk about something, we talk about something. And from what I've been gathering from this young lady, there's something she would like to discuss. And I would like to know what... I'm here for you. We're all here for you. Thousands of people are listening to you right now, or listening to me right now, going, shut the hell up, Jerry, and let the woman talk. What is on your mind? What would you like to discuss at quarter past the hour here on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92? What is on your mind, Jordan?
Well, as you get to know me better, you'll learn that I really don't stop talking ever.
I noticed that when I first met you. It's funny, you talked more in a theater when there were your uncle was performing than you do in a radio station. Go ahead.
You overshine me. I'm still learning. Anyways,
yeah.
I just stumbled across this really amazing article earlier today.
Okay, and what's the article about?
I have a question for you.
Oh, sure. Now, first off, what you need to do in radio is what you have to tell. What did you get from Yahoo, CBS? What website?
NBC.
Yeah, so you get up there, what you say is, I read this article on whatever the way, you have to give them credit. I read this article on...
No, I read this article on MSN.
Okay, you read this article on MSN.com. That's where you have to preface that. That's the legality thing. So you read this on MSN.com. You
yes,
preface
I
it by
did.
Saying that. Now, what is the article in question? What can I, Jordan, what can I help you with?
I wanted to know if you are one of the millions of people in the world that are creeped out by porcelain dolls.
No, I'm not. I'm not, you know, I'm only afraid of two things.
Two things.
I am terrified of being a passenger in a car. It's ever since I was a kid. It's just, if I'm a passenger in a car, I don't care. Well, I'm gonna say, I don't care if Jesus is driving. I'm a wreck.
How terrible for you until you got your license.
No. Yeah, no, it is. I have been in a plane crash. I've been in planes that I thought were going to crash. I was cool with that. I have literally driven six blocks with my mother. And literally got out and lit up a joint in front of my mom. I was eight. No, I was on that. You know. But no, I